Good evening, everybody. We're up to the 10th mission of the third parak of Pirkei Avos. And just as we're going to begin the period of Bein HaMitzarim tonight, according to some, tomorrow, with the fast of Shavas Arbatamos, we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Yanai, Mishav Rameir Omer, Kol Shocheach Davar Echad Mimishnaso, Ma'alav Akasav Kino Mishchai Ben Avsho. Shenehemar, Yishamer Lachal Shmor Nafshecha Me'od, Pentishkach, Es HaDvarim, Asher Ro, Enecho, Fen Yesur Mavavcha, Kol Yimecha Yecha, Ve'odat Lamanecha Liyavanecha. Yachol Afilu Takfa Lav Mishnaso, Talmud Omar, Ufen Yesur Milvavcha, Ad Sheyeshe V'Yisirim Miliva. So the Mishnah says the following. A person who forgets even just one thing that they learned over the course of their life, Shocheach davar echad mimishnaso, it's a very severe, grave offense, and the Torah considers it as if a person is liable for capital punishment. And so, you know, the Mishnah says, but you know, people forget things. You know, not everybody is, capable of remembering everything that they ever studied or learned. Yachal filu takfa lav mishnaso, will forget. So Talmud Lomar, Fen Yesur Mavavcha, you actively remove it, Ad Sheyeshe V'Yisir Milibo. The Mishnah is talking about a person who's, forgetting is a reflection of not valuing something. So emotionally undervaluing the Torah. So it's interesting. This is a motif that we find in a number of places in the Chumash, maybe the first time, according to some. V'lo Zachar Sar HaMashkim Es Yosef Vayishkachayu. So why do you have that double language? V'lo Zachar. Some people said, okay, that means that he didn't acknowledge Yosef to Paro. I think the simple pshat in the pasuk is, lo zachar saramashkim is Yosef, vayishkacheihu. Vayishkacheihu means an active attempt to obliterate Yosef from his personal recollection. It was a humiliating experience that he should be at the mercy of a nar ivri eved l'sarat tabachim, and so desperate for his counsel and guidance, and he perceived himself as very important, an arrogant person, etc. So, lo zachar sar mashkim es Yosef vayishkacheihu, he actively tried to forget him. The Rambam interprets the violation of lo sishkach vayamalek in exactly this way. Look in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Rambam says, well, what does it mean? It says, zachar es asher asalach hamalek, so that means that you have to remember, and Chazal tells, it means you have to articulate it. The Rambam says really all the time. So what's lo tishkach? What does it mean you're not allowed to forget? So the Rambam says, lahashlich sinaso veivaso milibenu. It means to actively dissociate yourself from the historical instance. Say, it's a long time ago, let bygones be bygones, it's all water under the bridge, they attacked us, but we've moved on from that. So the answer is no, that continues to be formative in terms of the Jewish experience. You read in last week's parasha that there's an ontic loneliness to being a member of Klal Yisrael, right? Hinam levadad yishkon, uvagoyim lo yischashav, and that we have to have a sense of that. And part of that is certainly the struggle against Amalek, Reshes Goyim Amalek, we read, V'achriso Adei Oved, that, Amalek embodies that isolation of the Jewish people, that they attacked us even at our moment of greatest pride, immediately following Kriyas Yamsuf. This is another example of that to try to actively dissociate yourself from Torah that you've learned is a capital offense. That certainly puts things in a much different perspective. But I think to round out the discussion, it's important to note that the Ramban discerned within this pasuk that we have to be very cautious. Rak hishamer l'chav shmor nafshecha me'od, pen tishkach es hadivarem asher ro einecho fen yesur mavavcha kol yimei chayecha, that there's an iser of shichachas maimad har Sinai, that we're absolutely prohibited to forget what happened on Mount Sinai. We are not allowed to forget that experience, what that experience entailed, what that experience meant to us, and what that experience meant for us. And he says that there's like a parallel, a corresponding affirmative obligation to transmit it to our children, to our grandchildren. So that sounds like the Ramban is a completely different interpretation of this pasuk, that we're not allowed to forget, not the substance of our learning, but Mamad Har Sinai itself. But I would submit that there actually is a point of synthesis between the approach of the Ramban and what's being captured in this Mishnah. So the Ramban is really saying is that a person has to have a perpetual, constant, almost ubiquitous sense of the revelation at Sinai, right? I think the Ramban even quotes the pasuk in his essay about this, Eina v'libav sham kol hayamim, right? That one's heart and one's eyes are sort of directed in that space, and that the image of revelation of what Har Sinai meant to the Jewish people, of hearing things directly from God and having the opportunity to be inspired by that and to have the opportunity to be directed by that and to be overwhelmed by the truth of that moment was something extremely powerful for the Jewish people. And what it meant was that because they had that very visceral connection to Mount Sinai, so that anything that was associated with Torah would be of extreme importance to them. And as such, I think there's a point of synthesis. A person who is always thinking about Har Sinai and the power and the transcendence of that moment, the vividness of that moment, would place ultimate emotional value, you know, on every little piece of Torah. And Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal would always say that the sin of this generation was not valuing Torah enough from an emotional standpoint, not valuing Torah enough from the standpoint of, you know, having it not so much only in one's head, but having it in one's intestines, one's gut, so to speak. When we really value something, so that we don't forget our children's birthdays, we don't forget our children's names. Yeah, I don't mean when we're angry and saying, which one are you again? But, you know, as a general rule, so something which is of enormous value is something that we remember. So, again, the Ramban's point about thinking about Mamad Har Sinai and not forgetting even a single piece of Torah that one knows, actually, I do believe, come to an important piece of point of synthesis.